Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call here 916-909.
No, yes, no, yes. No, I almost fell for it.
1-0-6-5 to play. Mary name upgrade, downgrade. God, I'm going to get her one day. She's going to love it. She's going to love it. 916-909-1065. Tell us your maiden name and your married name. We'll tell you which one's better. Let's start by talking to Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
All right. What's your maiden name, Erica?
My maiden name is Petty, P-E-T-T-Y.
Ooh. Erica Petty.
Yes.
Now, the name Petty itself, I don't love because it's Petty.
Yeah, but I love Erica Petty.
I love Erica Petty.
And you always call her by both names.
Erica Petty.
Erica Petty.
Erica yes. Petty.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. That feels good to say.
It really does.
Yeah. Okay.
Erica Petty. Do you want to go for an Erica Manny Petty?
Okay.
Sure do.
Okay.
And what's your married name, Erica?
My married name is Scott.
Erica Scott. It's not as fun to say.
It still works. No, I hate it, actually.
You hate it?
Well, try to say, because then she just becomes Erica.
Erica Scott.
Because you never say Erica Scott.
Erica Scott.
Erica Petty flows off the tongue better.
It does. See, you knew.
It's like water. Erica Petty. Erica Petty.
Yeah.
Everybody say it in their car right now. Yeah, that's a downgrade. The Erica Scott's fine, but it's not Erica Petty. Thank you so much for calling. Let's now talk to Shelly. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
What's your maiden name, Shelly?
Chand. Like Jackie Chan, but with a D.
Chand.
Okay, Shelly Chand.
Thank you for describing it that way, because it would be hard to... Okay. Shelly Chand. Here's the thing. When I say Chand, it sounds like I'm swearing somehow.
It's not a very pleasant sound.
Yeah.
adding a past tense to a word like Chan just doesn't feel right.
It sounds like I'm sneezing.
Yes.
Chand.
Yes. Okay. And an Erica Petty to you.
Thank you.
So what is your married name, Shelly?
Middleton.
Oh, upgrade.
Oh, upgrade.
Huge upgrade.
Middletons? Are you kidding?
The Middletons own horses.
Absolutely.
But not like dirty horses. Like nice horses that are brushed.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, they take really good care of them.
Their manes are braided into like weird little things.
Yeah. But they don't race them.
No.
They use them for like kids with disabilities.
Right. And catalogs.
Catalogs. Yes.
For all your dressage needs. Yes. Or dressage needs. Yeah. Shelly Middleton is a beautiful name. And congratulations on your billions. We can only imagine.
And also that ranch.
Of course. The Middleton Ranch.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a complicated one and talk to Melody. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
All right. So what do we got here? What's your maiden name?
So my maiden name at birth was Zarichny.
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 Zarichny. Yes.
Zarichny.
It sounds like a very hard dance.
It is a very hard last name. And
then your last name became what?
Albini.
Melody Albini. Melody Albini,
like it
sounds like a sound that a mouse makes.
An Albini sounds like a salad.
I'll take the Albini salad.
I love the Caprese.
But I want the Albini. No raisins.
Right. Okay. And then your last name became what?
Quinn.
Melody Quinn.
Oh, is this where it ends?
Yes.
Okay. Absolute upgrade.
Yeah, I like Melody Quinn.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
She's a lovely woman. She volunteers her time at the library.
See, I don't think she's boring. I think a Melody...
Whoa! You don't have to be boring. It's just...
If you're volunteering your time at the library, there's a lot of boring triggers in there. One, library. Two, I got time to volunteer. And three, Melody Quinn. Like, the Melody Quinn to me sounds like an adventurer or like the sidekick for an adventurer.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't make the patriarchy, okay?
Okay.
Like, you're the sexy damsel that goes along with him to the temple.
See, okay, so you had me at first. She's not a sidekick. Okay. She is the main character.
Oh, okay.
The Adventures of Melody Quinn.
Oh,
Melody
you're Quinn. Right. That sounds wonderful.
You know what I mean?
And then what's her sidekick? Like a monkey or
no,
like a kid?
No, that's Dora.
Is it a kid?
She doesn't need one. You know what it is? It's the spirit of her grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a movie.
Yeah, well, he gave her a compass and it changed her life.
What should I do next, Pop-Pop? And then there's just like always 10 or 15 seconds of silence where she's hearing
him.
Well,
he's in the wind, Gavin.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, and she goes,
oh, it's too far to jump.
You're right.
You
I
really
can't
think,
do it.
You really think I can? All right, here I go. The critics hated it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did.
It was a whole book series.
Well, yeah, because in a book, the wind talking to you just reads better.
Okay, yeah.
Seeing it visually is silly.
Yeah, the Disney Channel did it, ruined it.
Melody, thank you so much for calling. That's all we have time for today, unfortunately, but our apologies to everybody on hold.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.